Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi friends, it's Rosie here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday. A few years ago, Tor and I were on a little road trip to see my family. As we were driving, he flipped to the New Wave station on the radio. Now, I've always had a strong aversion to 80s music. In fact, for the majority of mine and Tori's two-decade-plus relationship, he's always known and has been forbidden to listen to any 80s music in my presence. Why do you dislike it so much? People would ask. And my response was always the same. Bad memories. It was just one of those things that people knew about me. I did not like 80s music. So that brings us to today's topic. We're tackling the concept of divaisha, which translates to repulsion or aversion. Aversion or repulsion blocks our inner peace. Let's talk about how our aversion to discomfort and pain leads to suffering and how we can overcome it. In 2017, amidst many changes in my life, I found myself at a retreat focused on introspection. My teacher was discussing the kleshas, and the topic of aversion came up. He asked us to think about things that elicited this almost repulsive response. Instantly, I yelled, 80s music, as I heard the disappointed ahs throughout the classroom. I still felt I wasn't missing out on much, to be honest. It just wasn't for me. During a meditation session, we were encouraged to sit with the feelings that arose. The goal was to uncover the true reason for the repulsion. The more I sat with these feelings, the more I began to dig deeper. I had a thought, was there any 80s music I did like? And surprisingly, the answer was yes. I love Depeche Mode. And Blondie's pretty cool too, right? What about Prince? Purple Rain? Yes, okay. We're getting somewhere. As I went further in, memories flooded my mind, a sensory experience of sorts. I remembered gatherings with my family where my uncle would blast Rock the Casbah in East LA while washing his old Camaro. A sight to behold. Reflecting on this experience, I realized that my strong dislike for an entire genre of music had robbed me of the opportunity to enjoy songs that brought back beautiful and nostalgic memories. The aversion stemmed from the fact that it was once a favorite genre of an ex-boyfriend. Despite many years passing since that relationship ended, I had unjustly blamed an entire music genre for the associations tied to it. When we can face our fears and embrace discomfort, we can transcend the grip of aversion and find liberation from suffering, even if it's only for moments at a time. Truly, it's about cultivating courage and resilience in the face of adversity that will help us find more inner peace. That's the goal, at least. Here are three mindfulness tips to help you when confronting an aversion. One thing to note is doing these with a licensed professional is always best. Number one, awareness practice. Notice when aversion arises in your mind and body. Take a moment to pause and observe the sensations, thoughts, and emotions associated with it without judgment. Number two, mindful exposure with a therapist. Talk to your therapist about this practice. Talk to them about the benefits of gradually exposing yourself to the object of aversion in small doses. Approach it with curiosity and an open mind, noticing any shifts in your perception or feelings over time. Number three, compassionate inquiry. Explore the underlying reasons behind your aversion with self-compassion always. Ask yourself why you feel this way and investigate any past experiences or associations that may be influencing your perception. Treat yourself with kindness as you navigate these insights. If you want to share your thoughts with me about this episode, you can find me on Instagram at Rosie Acosta. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, take care and embrace the challenges that life presents. I'll see you back here soon.